White people are gonna cry. Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And once again, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want everybody to come out and help with the cleanup. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site, once again, everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to help beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. All right, look, let me tell y'all this. We've been talking about a lot of things on the show. If y'all want to chime in on any of the conversation we've been having today, hit me up, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. Or get in the chat and holler back. Get in the chat and holler back. I thought we had somebody on the lines, but call back. If you're on the lines, give me a call back. But it's a lot going on for this third hour, so I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, there's something going on with NPS. Somebody say, what else is new? Somebody was like, yeah, all right, here we go. Well, I would say this is something that's positive in the midst of a lot of the things that are going on, because we recently talked about students being checked for lead poisoning. Recently, over 250 students have been examined for lead poisoning. And I'm going to tell you this, if your child goes to an NPS school, you probably need to go get them checked for lead poisoning. That y'all need to make. Call the doctor, call the people, and do a lead check on your child to see where if they have high lead levels or any type of lead levels. There's no safe level of lead. There's no safe level. Once again, there were statistics coming out years ago that said Milwaukee, Wisconsin had more children lead poisoning than Flint, Michigan. So we got to make sure that we're up on this, because this is where you get the cognitive delays and all of the mental health issues that come into these kids. And if you don't see it coming, you'll just think that they acted crazy. They ain't listening to you. You may just think that you got a wayward child. But it could be lead poisoning. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of people that's moving on the other sides of town, on the south side. And a lot of people moving around this conversation, because a couple kids came up with lead poisoning, and now they have 250 kids being examined for lead poisoning. You need to get your kids checked as well. Don't just be watching things happen and you got young people that's going to these schools in NPS. You need to go and get your kid checked as well right now. Right now. You need to make sure. Okay? Well, Milwaukee organizers are distributing filters amid the NPS lead poison issues. After three more Milwaukee schools closed Due to significant lead hazards, community organizers with the organization Metcalf Park Community Bridges are stepping up to provide hundreds of families with filtration systems. We got some video from TMJ4. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube, let's listen.
Community groups are worried about the potential for lead in water. They say more needs to be done.
It's not happening fast enough, and it's not good enough. You close the school now, what's next?
Ryan Jenkins met with Metcalf Park Community Bridges about its emergency lead crisis response for families.
After three more MPS schools closed due to significant lead hazards, we heard from community organizers like Melody McCurtis in the Metcalf Park neighborhood. She's now bringing solutions directly to neighbors and putting out a call to action amid the ongoing lead crisis in MPS.
The lead crisis has been an issue for decades, whether there's lead in our soil, our drinking water, the paint, and now the schools.
Melody McCurtis is the deputy director and lead organizer with Metcalf Park Community Bridges. She and her team are preparing to go door to door offering neighbors water filtration systems like this one.
We're going to do 480 of these, and this actually hooks up underneath the sink to like the water line. And these systems are super, super expensive, so we want to make sure our community has access to these systems.
Her goal is to make sure families have access to safe drinking water.
This lead crisis is not just a lead crisis. It intersects with a whole bunch of other things, right?
And that kids attend class in lead-free schools.
This is a multi-layer issue. I expect for MPS, the health department, the city, the state, Milwaukee County to get together in a room and figure out a way to get to the root causes of these issues.
And as officials continue to urge families who believe their students may have been exposed to lead to get tested, we came here to Children's Wisconsin to see just what that test looks like.
Hi, my name is Bobby. I'm a phlebotomist, a pediatric phlebotomist at Children's Hospital.
In this demonstration, we saw that the lead screening is as easy as a finger poke.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to clean your finger. And once I clean your finger and let it dry for a few seconds with an alcohol wipe, then I'll just count 1, 2, 3, okay?
The test was complete in minutes.
Just a little squeeze, release.
A simple test that families are urged to have done at their pediatrician's office or at one of the many pop-up clinics happening in our community over the next few weeks. Reporting in Milwaukee, Ryan Jenkins, TMJ4 News.
Hey, look, and this happened before. I'm going to tell you right now, when there was a large awareness that took place, here come the organizations giving out filters. I done seen this already. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I seen this already. I done seen them try to do the filters. I went and even got one to see how long it would last. Okay. They give out these little filters with a little hose on it, and you don't even know how long it lasts. Filters don't last forever, especially if it's somebody handing you one. You may have to go get a little bit more advanced filter. But I'll say this, it's a start. And this ain't the first time this happened. Okay. I've seen it happen. What it was back in at least 7 to 8, 9 years ago when it first rose up in the community, and they want to calm everybody down, and they try to make it seem organic that they're giving out these filters. This is to calm it down, okay? It calmed down. Everybody went back, got their little filters, and it went back to the same old, okay? This is what we really need to do. We need to get somewhere where we can stack up waters for these mothers and with these kids that can't afford to buy bottled water every time their kid get thirsty. We need to start doing things to where how they took a lot of people from Milwaukee got together and got in the semi truck and took all the water to Flint, Michigan. And that's fine. But they drove past all the kids here that was lead poisoned, took the water to Flint, Michigan. And I ain't seen a powerful water drive yet for the families right here in the city of Milwaukee. Let's start right there. Because if you getting water for 4 or 5 kids, that could get expensive. That could get expensive. Okay? All I'm saying is let's have that same energy to give out cases of water to the families. And many times it's women with multiple children and they coming straight in the house drinking out the faucet. You know, they not thinking about it. They may not even know that these lead laterals are causing the lead because the water ain't brown. Remember when everybody was outraged about Flint, Michigan, and they turned on the water and the water was brown? This ain't the case. It's not the water. It's the lead laterals that we've been having conversation after conversation to try to remove these lead laterals, that the city removed these lead laterals. And they say 10 years. They say it's going to take, they tried to make it a campaign during the campaign. Joe Biden tried to make it a part of his strategy to say he was going to do it within 10 years. Well, I'll say this. When you talk about other townships like Madison, they already have worked to remove a lot of their lead laterals. And we have stalled on this idea. We have stalled on this idea, but here we go again. I'm seeing a repeat of the, but this time it's happening on, in areas that's outside of my community, outside of the north side. So now parents, those people going to demand real outcomes. They not like on the north side where y'all can get in the meeting, they can hold a fake town hall meeting, which is really to get your blood pressure to go down. So you could talk about how you feel about it. Then the blood pressure go down. Then they'll do some movements around. Look it up. Look this up. Filters given away in Milwaukee. This happened before. I'm not saying that don't do it. I'm just saying that maybe instead of repeating the strategy that failed, maybe we need to get waters and truckloads of water so families can come and get some water, bottled water, because you can't afford a lot of bottled water, especially if you got multiple kids. That's a lot of money, and times is tough. Let's really do it. Let's really get that energy that y'all have for Flint, Michigan out here. That's all I'm saying. They up in there, somebody in the chat, Miller says, she always, anything I say, some of y'all try to treat me like how y'all treat Donald Trump. Yeah, anything I say, y'all got something opposite to say. Y'all ain't listening to what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to make sure that we get bottled water. Like, let's have a place where everybody can donate some water, fill up this place with water, nice water, clean water, and mothers can come up and pick up a couple cases for their family. Let's do that. Let's start right there. If we can start right there, that'll show me that some action taking place. Other than that, those lead laterals, we're renters. A lot of these homes, we don't own a lot of these homes with the lead laterals. We're mostly renters. But the city got to get up with it and make sure that these homeowners is replacing these laterals, and the city got to be a part of it because the city installed the laterals. Okay? But in the meantime, in between time, we can make sure that we pitch in. If everybody pitched in a little bit, got the water, we'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, we already know we are renters. Okay, but that's the city to make sure that these homeowners get the right, they taking the rent. That's the city job. But what we can do is get a place where we can store up water for families to come by, grab water, you know, probably once a week, grab a couple cases of water for the family. That'll be good. That'll be a good start. Everybody will donate to that. I can see people saying, I'll give five. Everybody gave $5. If everybody gave $5, we'll keep that thing packed. Okay, with water. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
duck the feds, they keep on watching. I'm trying to rack these racks, these rubber bands, I keep on popping. I move strategic, every time I dunk, I be cautious. I f*** as good as I could, now this lip stalking on. I ain't hiding, I'm outside, be vibing. I believe in violence, pull up, playing with that paper, we gon' rob. We caught that but that other still gon' die too. When I was 17, my mama house looked like a drive. I got ice, baby, give me
101, 7 the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, we got to talk about something where I always tell people, when you see them emails, when you see emails and people saying that you owe money and stuff like that, and they say that you got to call them and X, Y, and Z, that's a scam. A lot of it is a scam. And it was a recent text message that went out in people's phones talking about they owe toll money and things like that. And I read mine on the air, but I think after that, DJ Brother Z had got the same text message to his phone. They was trying to get your money, DJ Brother Z. But at many times, our elders, they don't know the technology. And I remember a long time ago, people used to send emails to the elders and say that they got money somewhere and they got to give them a call and they'll work it through to where they can do something with their finances, and then they got robbed. And this was going on a lot, but now it's new technology out here, people doing more advanced schemes to get the money. Well, there was a resident that was schemed out of over $700,000 in cashier's checks and gold bars. Took all the money. And this was from somebody that was from China. This was somebody from China that did this. A hearing, they had this Lang character. I don't know, it's George Lang. I probably massacred his name. Was sentenced to 6 years in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release after he took over $700,000 in cashier's checks and gold bars from a Waukesha woman. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Tonight, justice for a Waukesha woman who trusted a man who turned out to be a scam artist stealing nearly her life savings.
It's an elaborate cross-country scheme likely originating overseas. Investigative reporter James Stratton is here leading the way on this story.
And James, you've been following this heartbreaking crime trend for months now.
Indiana, Derek, the woman in this case losing almost her entire life savings, $707,000. Scammers convinced her that her bank account was hacked, and she believed them when they told her it was safer to put her cash to gold bars. The pickup man of the operation, a Chinese national named Junji Liang, learned his sentence today.
Hearing his sentence from a Mandarin interpreter, Junji Liang, surprised a judge sentenced him to more than 6 years in prison, more than the state requested.
This is a substantial term of incarceration. You should be ashamed of yourself for what you've done, sir. You deserve every day you're going to be behind bars.
Liang pleaded no contest to scamming a Waukesha woman out of more than $707,000 in cashier's checks and gold bars. Court documents indicate the woman was targeted with a pop-up on her computer telling her to call a phone number. Then the person on the line, pretending to be from her bank and the Federal Trade Commission, convinced her that her bank accounts were hacked, saying it was safer to transfer her money in cashier's checks and gold bars. Waukesha police arrested Liang, the pickup man of the operation, in a sting in January of last year. Detective Luke Hallmark led the investigation.
He could have been gone with a matter of moments. So with the quick withal for our victim to communicate with us and to get us on board, and we can bring a resolution where he wasn't able to flee the state right away.
Prosecutors and police say he's part of a criminal network scamming people across the country. Police say authorities have an arrest warrant for him in Texas and another case in Colorado.
He is most certainly not just the low-level guy on the bottom of the totem pole.
The FBI says these cross-country scams likely originate overseas, targeting people who are older and not as familiar with technology. 12 News Investigates uncovered the operation back in November, identifying other suspects draining bank accounts of victims across the state. Liang's defense says the feds will likely deport him to China because he overstayed his visa. Liang, speaking through an interpreter, only had this to say to the woman he scammed.
I want to sincerely apologize to the victim.
And Liang did pay 20 grand in restitution this morning. The victim will get 4 grand police seized from him. But the judge acknowledged he will likely not be able to pay back that entire restitution, more than $770.
Oh, wow.
And James, it's important to note,
that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, DJ Brother Z, for somebody to be robbed out of. And you know, our elders, sometimes, many times, that's all they got. That's all they got. And all they're going to do with this guy is lock him up for 6 years. He's not going to be able to pay the money back. He probably going to have to pay restitution. But these scams is real. And they'll make it sound good, too. These people that's doing this, they said this was a nationwide scam. This was a nationwide scam. And I'll say this. Make sure, if anybody asks you or you get a text message or email, make sure that you go to the agency, and you know if you owe money to certain agencies or not. You know that. I mean, when I got the text message talking about I got toll taxes or whatever, I already knew I hadn't been that way. I already knew. I said, this is a scam. You know, many times, or they'll come with real ideas like your bank. Though they may get some information from the dark web or something. It'll be sounding real close to where you got to say, you got to hang up the phone and call these people. You can't fall for these phone conversations or these emails. Not only don't call the number they sent you either. Go to Google, go look at the real place and make the call. Okay? Because it's going on. And a lot of our elders, they just moved the scams to the technology. That's it. And some of these people are really good at what they're doing. I'm going to tell you right now. Some of these people are really good at what they're doing. Once again, what I got going on in the chat? Oh, people said Tory ain't said, Al in the chat says Tory ain't said nothing about slumlords who own these properties. I sue these people. I've sued plenty of slumlords and did all kinds of stuff to the slumlords in the community. Hey, see, this is what I'm saying. The people, they get in the chat and they just get to, you know, it is what it is. But if you got to Google, use your fingers. I done did all kinds of stuff to these slumlords. Matter of fact, I done pressed slumlords over carbon monoxide poisoning, all kinds of poisoning. Pushed them, pressed them. Even trying to have sex with the tenant for talking about they ain't had a rent. Man, you name it, I done did it. It's already on the book, so God bless you. Anyway, I'll say this. When it comes to the lead poisoning in the city of Milwaukee, ain't nobody going to try to come fix it, so we got to start getting in a space where we're providing some of the cleaner water ideas while we're trying to negotiate and try to get a lot of stuff done. And it's on the city because the lead laterals is connected to the house. The lead laterals is connected to the house, which is the city, okay? And now the homeowners have to take on some of the costs because they did pass something where they said that they would pay for a portion of the cost. But I believe that the city should do more to try to get, however they try to do it. See, I ran for office. I could have got more done on the inside. But as a person on the outside looking in, they got to find a better way to get the information out there to the public to make sure that while they're negotiating, talking about these lead laterals, if they're doing anything, that these families have the protection that they need. That the families have the protection that they need. All you got to, if you want to, I did all kinds of stuff out here as from the outside. Matter of fact, I picture a boulder construction hitting some of the side of these facilities with my work on the outside. But like I said, y'all got to press y'all people on the inside because they the ones got that pen and they can make changes with a stroke of a pen. I can only get out here on the outside and do what I can. But at the end of the day, this is why you have to make sure that you elect people that know what your people need on your side of town. That's why your elected officials from your districts need to know what to do for you. And a lot of these people are out of touch. And a lot of these people stuff in their pockets. A lot of these people seeing the money coming in and they making sure you don't win. That was it. I ran for office back in what, 2016? hey, you know, I didn't know a lot about running for office. And I'll say this, if you don't have a certain amount of cash on you to do it, it's going to be tough. If you don't, I mean, I know a lot of people got goodwill and good ideas, but if you don't have a certain amount of cash to run for office, you may be the right person, but you may not get to everybody that need to vote for you. We got Tyrone on the line. How you doing, Tyrone?
Blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful to the Lord, my young brothers, man. How you doing,
hey,
man?
Bless
Tory
you.
Lowe and Brother Z B, saying hi and getting rid of me fast, man. But I love you both, young man. Hey, look here, a couple of different things. First of all, great job all that you're doing there. First of all, you can't boil lead out of water. That's first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I learned that back in like seventh grade, you
mm-hmm.
know. So you can't boil lead out of water. And if you notice, mercury floats on water, so that's, you know, but that's in the thermometer, though. I'll say this here. You can't boil lead out of water. That's one thing. So, you know, if they knew what they was doing when they was putting them in, then they're guilty from the beginning then. And it's up to the city to pay the money to get it fixed on that. And then now on your scandal and your Chinese boy. Now, that sounds like the boy the Bucks drafted years back, Xi Jinping, the seven-footer. It's cousin or something. I mean, come on, man. What's that? Talk with cousin, find out what he's doing. The young man who's supposed to be the next Yao Ming, Xi Jinping.
Hey.
Look here. You know, stop the scamming or, you know, y'all, the NBA going to have to be cut off for a while. We'll see you in the Olympics. But, yeah.
Man, took the lady home with $700,000 in cashier's checks and gold bonds, man.
Oh, man. But I'll be catching up with you soon. Enjoy the NCAA tournament, then. Go Bucks. Go Marquette. Go Badgers. And I'll be connecting with you soon. Liz Brown, Queen, say hi to her and love you, too.
All right.
God bless you all. We'll connect. Yep.
God bless you. Hey, look, I'm trying to tell y'all, it's a lot going on out here. We're going to try to take it one step at a time. We got one more story I want to get out before we run the break. There's another teacher that's involved with a student, and this is making his waves. This happened. This story was published March 17th and updated on March 17th, 2025. Alleged relationship dates back to December of 2023, according to authorities. Downers Grove teacher charged over alleged sexual relationship with a student. And this is why I always bring these stories up, because this is something that is happening. And many times, this is why I tell y'all to check the cell phones and check people, check your child's, where they get their messaging, whatever app they using. Make sure that you understand what app they on, because a lot of parents are starting to find out that a lot of these teachers, they trying to get a feature. Hey, look, we got some video as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Charges over an alleged sexual relationship with a student.
WGN's Brona Tumulty is live for us in Downers Grove with more. Brona?
Good evening, guys. A teacher and coach here at the school was detained in a traffic stop Sunday afternoon, arraigned this morning, and now facing charges of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and criminal sexual assault. Now, the minor at the center of this is a current student at the high school. Formella has been teaching in the special services department since 2020 and on the coaching staff for both boys and girls since August of 2021. Now, court documents show the minor victim and the mother of that victim arrived at the police department on Saturday to make a report after text messages of a sexual nature came to light, allegedly between the minor and Formella. The teenager, according to the court, then stating after a flirtatious relationship via text, he and Formella had sex in a classroom at the high school once in December of 2023 when he was 15. Formella was aged 28 at that time. Now, after taking Formella into custody yesterday, it's understood a lengthy notes entry obtained on her iPhone appears to reference a relationship with a teenager, stating, amongst other things, "We will never, ever be together again. I'm not a second choice.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
the best thing you'll ever have,
what?
Even with all of my mistakes." Formella adamantly denies having sex with the victim, telling detectives, per the court documents, that everybody comes after her because she is good-looking and she is just a good person who cared too much, whilst reportedly adding she knew her relationship was wrong but was unable to stop it. Now, when questioned further about the notes in her phone, Formella reportedly told detectives any reference to sex was specifically regarding her husband, and that the text messages found in the victim's phone had been sent by the victim to her phone himself as a form of blackmail. Meanwhile, the school has said they'll be reaching out to the families of students who had direct contact with this teacher and coach, and of course parents are welcome to reach out to the school authorities here as well. There's also a board meeting at the Board of Education this evening, and we too will be present for that.
DJ Brother Z, they said the text message said, "I'm the best thing you ever had, no matter what mistakes I done made." That's what some of y'all be telling these y'all people in y'all relationship. Check on your kids' phones, the messages and things like that. Don't take it for granted that they're in environments where they're supposed to be safe. You seen what happened with the camera at the NPS school, that the parents asking questions because the guy had the security officer had the camera up in there. And now, you know, they upset and frustrated and trying to get some answers. I'm trying to tell you, you can never be too safe and you can never be too protective. You can never be too protective. Hey, look, when we come back, we got advocate author Elizabeth Brown on the lines. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We ain't forget. Don't let that bro stand, cause she too messy. Who the f*** them broke boys with? Get out my section.
Get out my section.
Yeah, pull the muscle, got it. Too much flexing. Caught them in traffic on an accident, we pressing.
Got them.
Smoking Zaza every second, I be stressing.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Truth Nation, the Groove Law Offices, the analysis live is back and takes place on Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other, with special guests Brandon Jennings and so many more. Surprise guests as well. Hey, I wonder who's going to be in the building for this next installment of Thanasis Live. Get your tickets now for Thanasis Live on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket info. Hey, look, I can't wait. It's going to be powerful. Hey, Thanasis Live, Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Joining me on the lines is advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Hey, look, we've been talking about emotional balance because it's self-care. Mm. It's self-care. Self-care
Absolutely.
Month. And emotional balance is important for self-care as well.
Yeah. Emotional knowledge and knowing the difference.
Because
a lot of us is emotionally ignorant due to the fact that, you know, again, the programming. We were programmed to believe that, you know, even from a little kid, if you let them talk about your mama, you're a punk. And
right.
in reality, the true punk is the person that allowed somebody else to control their anger and wind up get you in certain situations, you know. We just came off of, you know, a major thing, you know, in 2020 when we had the Kens and the Karens.
Right.
Who would, you know, say the N-word with the hard R, get you provoked. Then as soon as you, you know, react to that, they call the police. And now you in jail trying to fight a battery charge, you know. Again, we was taught everything backwards. So, you know, it's only right that we find that you have more power when somebody's not able to control you or send you off. you know. And it's a real issue, you know, with all of us, but especially our children, because of the programming in which not only that they were taught, but also how we raised them and how, you know, we reacted to certain things. To be emotionally intelligent is to understand exactly what your feelings are, the ability to feel those feelings without being physical, proper communication and self-care. A lot of times, you know, our stresses and things that we worry about is due to our lack of being able to communicate.
Right.
Because for a long time we were told, you know, to be quiet. People just wasn't listening to what it is that we were saying. So we internalize a lot of stuff, and that in itself causes stress, that causes pre-existing conditions, high blood pressure, you name it. You know, it's a tidal wave of health issues that come along with not being able to communicate and just, you know, drowning yourself, you know, in the sorrows because you don't know how to properly,
right,
you know, let off what it is that you're going through or communicate it properly. And a lot of us take our own perspectives and project it on somebody else, you know, and them not being able to communicate sends it into a tailspin of something else.
And I'll say this, you know, if you understand the game of life, some people try to get you to come out emotionally so they can attack. Like the moment
that's
you step into the emotional space, they have controlled you to walk into many times something that they set up. They say, don't let nobody trick you out your spot. Well, if I can get you riled up, I can put you in a space to trick you out your spot.
Well, I'm going to tell you like my daddy told me. If they're able to get you emotional, they won already.
Right.
Again, you know, you hear the sayings where they like, I'm going to match your energy. I will never match your energy. I'm going to vibrate even higher to a point where it's so much pressure that you can't even come up. Because the goal about having wings is you can take flight. The chickens
right.
that don't that's grounded could never. You know, chickens don't fly amongst eagles. They can't. They don't have the know-it-all or the power to do so. So the reality of it now is knowing your power, being able to stand on your square and not allow somebody else to have control of you emotionally, because we know for a fact, being black in America, that the goal is to trigger us and make us the aggressor. It don't matter what happened. Until you reach out and put your hands on somebody, now you're the aggressor.
Right.
Now you're locked up. Now you have to prove your innocence. And they don't care about who said what when the lick is passed. It don't even matter. So a lot of times I was guilty of finding myself getting physical because I couldn't communicate. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So when you find ways, when you find the most strongest part of any human being is their ability to communicate. Because then you no longer get angry and go to the fist. Because violence was the key for me. That was my first.
Mm-hmm.
I was going violent first, you know. And in healing, I'm finding out that the most powerful thing you can do to somebody that's being negative is cut them off. Remove your energy, remove yourself, and understand that everybody not going to get it. They not going to get it. Common sense ain't never been common, you know. And the reality of that is understanding your power and your ability. And when we're talking about emotional stresses and things like that, when we're dealing with bills on the daily, I say pay what you can and that you can't, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, again, if you're a true believer in prayer and you're a true believer in the work that you're doing, because you're not only praying, you're working too, everything is going to work itself out.
Mm.
Allow it to flow.
Also, we had...
And that alleviates a lot.
We had evangelist Cynthia McKnight in the studio. She was talking about mending broken hearts and the work that it takes to mend the broken hearts. She has an event April 5th from 12 to 4 p.m. at Cannon Park 303 North 95th Street in Milwaukee. But we deal with trauma all the time. And many times, a lot of that work that you have to do, a lot of the long range work is done many times, and people don't even get to see that part. They probably see some incidents on the news or the families talking on the news, but the recovery from tragedy, from hurt, from pain, it's a journey.
It's definitely an ongoing journey, you know, in my life personally, you know, because we've been, again, programmed to go outside of ourselves and think if, you know, if this person apologizes, that's going to mend your heart. A lot of time we break our own hearts by what we allow, you know, because one thing for sure and two for certain, you don't have to deal with nothing that you ain't willing to accept, because you can always remove yourself. But a lot of time we stay in these spaces and places because a lot of us are addicted to the trauma. We're addicted to the trauma bonding. We need a reason to feel sad because we don't feel like we're worthy of being happy. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of the times the broken hearts that we're trying to mend is outside of ourselves, and we need to start with ourselves because, like I said, I'm guilty of breaking my own heart and accepting certain things because I didn't feel worthy at the time. You know, so the reality of that is giving yourself, I think this is the season of giving yourself as a helper the grace that you have given others who have violated, you know. Because a lot of times we're quick to give grace to everybody else and then no grace for ourselves.
Hey, that sounded powerful. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On that 1942, I got my 42. Oh, you got your 42. I got 40 of them. I rock Cardis, you can't see my eyes because I be pouring up.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Elizabeth Brown, another powerful conversation today. Let me get your final thoughts on the show.
I mean, again, it's just the time, you know, the frequency, the way that it's moving. For those of us that have been giving, those of us that are the helpers, those of us that have been so strong that people thought that we didn't need help too. This is the season for us to turn our help, not only outward, but inward. The more we fill our cup, the more people we can help. You know, the more we reserve our energy, the harder work we can do inside our communities and inside our families. We can't pour from an empty cup. So it's powerful, you know, that the frequency is moving people to get together to mend, you know, old wounds and the care about getting your emotional intelligence together. The power of knowing is growing. And I would just say that in this journey that you're about to go on of getting to know yourself, getting to love yourself, getting to give yourself what you always gave everybody else because nobody ever gave it to you. The reality of knowing that everything you ever needed, you gave to everybody else, and now it's time to give it to yourself. And there's no shame.
It sounded powerful,
there's no shame
Brown.
In saying no. Hey, ain't no shame in saying no. Ain't no shame in saying I'm tired. Ain't no shame in saying I need help too. You understand? Ain't no shame in taking that time. That 5 minutes to breathe or give yourself, you know, those positive affirmations. I am strong. I am wise. I am loved. I am protected. I am growing. I am changing. Give yourself the grace. It's your time. Because the eagle can fly clear across the ocean, but eventually they have to land as well. So you have done great things. You have loved on everybody. You have prayed for everybody. Now it's time to love yourself, pray for yourself, and do for yourself. Because the more you have, the more you can give.
Hey, especially if you can make something out of nothing. It's powerful.
And that's what we've been doing.
Hey.
Miracle.
Hey. Look, I'm going to tell you this, Elizabeth Brown. This is going to be a powerful time for those that are on the front lines. Tap in if you want to win.
That part.
Hey.
2020 Thrive. We making it happen.
Well, look, I appreciate you for being on these front lines, Elizabeth Brown. And we got a lot of work to do as usual.
Hey, you already know. Let's get it.
All right, Queen. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tori, love from Waterfowl. Green don't always mean gov. Let's get it.
All right. Hey, salute to everybody in the chat that hollered back today. Look, we had another powerful conversation today. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. And look, y'all be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways before you cross the street. And green don't always mean go. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.